Well, hello guys. Now, I know this won't surprise you, but here's a 26-year-old Femon who's a teacher. Well, she was. And she was married and was found to be having a sexual relationship with one of her students, a 17-year-old boy. And it was found that she actually groomed him. She sent him loads of texts. And she actually got pregnant by this 17-year-old boy. Then I guess her husband knew she was pregnant, but he thought it was his. And she didn't tell anything different. Turns out on a DNA test, it wasn't. So I guess she planned on having the baby and he'd bring it up. Talk about betrayal. Now, of course, if this was a male, he'd be looking at 20 years. But this Femon only got probation. And she doesn't even have to go on the sex register. The prosecution lawyer did argue that if this was a male, they'd get jail time. And so should she. But all she got was 10 years probation. And of course, she's resigned from teaching. And her husband, unless he's a simp, will surely be getting a divorce. Seems like when male teachers do this to their Femon students and betray the trust of the school and their job, it's a terrible thing. But when Femons do it, it's just a misdemeanor. And what type of morals do these Femons have? Willing to let the man that she married bring up the child as if it's his. Get a DNA test done, guys, tomorrow. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Never trust a Femon. Take it easy.